This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
We're sharing the 2019, we'll see it increased defaults on five-year loans that are adjusting, which means foreclosures, and that means investor market will increase. The designation will cover marketing to get the business, material sections for the different types of properties, interior and exterior recommendations, pricing, presentations of the houses for different markets. So that's all kind of included in that designation. And then the keynotes we've confirmed so far are Candace Olson and Barb Swores, our inspirational keynote, confirmed. And then the speakers will be announced for conference in about a week. And she says to say thank you to all who have submitted. We appreciate you sending and taking your time to send in your submissions. We'll get you who will be chosen next week. Lastly, advanced stager training will be October the 6th and the 7th, and that will follow our conference. And that is a separate registration, and it is open to anyone with a six-figure plus business. And that concludes our announcements. Okay, thank you,
Krista. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Next, Barb, we'd like for you to give us some inspirational thoughts now.
Well, it's my joy. And Happy New Year, everyone. It can't be said too many times. Here we are with a clean slate, so to speak, and really looking forward to the wonderful things that are coming in 2019. So hard for me, at least, to believe it is 2019. Oh, my goodness. And we're headed for great things all through the year in education, inspiration, networking, sharing together, looking for things that we can help other people with too, and ready to have a lending hand. And it all comes back, all of us that share, you know, it all comes back even 10 times more than what we may or may not have shared. So I also want to say that it's Martin Luther King's birthday, and I'm sure that many of you are aware of that. It's just that it is a very special day to people all around the world, regardless of color of skin. And so I hope it's okay to say happy birthday. And in other words, some of us had the day off and many of us did not, and keep working all the time. And so it's still great to think about him and the wonderful things that have come from all he's contributed through his life and still contributing with his, you know, history. And so now, as I shift to what I thought I'd talk about, which will be a short 10 minutes or maybe 9 because of time for everyone. And it is my pleasure to do this each month. And I so hope that, you know, you enjoy the different ideas that I talk about. I want to start the new year with loving yourself, because we're so lucky to be alive. It is really, really something. I was reminded of that myself for the last couple of weeks, and it's we can get so productive that we all of a sudden just start taking everything for granted. And each day, no matter what's coming your way or mine, is full of good things. And it's always looking for the good. That is the most important thing. Because even when things that happen that are not what we really wanted to experience or see, it's still really important to identify, okay, what is good that is all around me? Because it really is. It's true for you and for me, no matter what's going on. And so as sometimes we tend to do, we may be too self-critical with ourselves. And it's rare for some people sometimes to really feel satisfied with themselves. And they're trying to measure up, and I said trying on purpose, against an invisible standard, or believing if we had or did something else, like, yeah, I'm going to get married again, or if I earned more money, or if I look more beautiful like she does, oh, if I had more time, I'd finally be happy and feel more worthy. And that list can just go on and on and on. As we know from experience, I think most all of us, none of these strategies really work. The mistake we make is we are identified with our actions. Now, this part, this is real important. We identify with our actions and qualities rather than with our essence. There is no other spirit on earth like you. There is not. And I love what I shared at conference for those of you who were there, heard it, and those that weren't able to be there. I think it's good for all of us to hear it again. And I'm reminding myself of that as, you know, things come and go and experiences. And really the key is to identify our essence. And the greatest gift you can ever give to other people and the universe is to be who you really are. And the real sentence that I like to follow that with is, because that's why you're here. That's why you're here. Not to be somebody else, not to compare yourself to what they're making. And, oh, they have a bigger business. And, oh, my, they have 6 stores now, and I don't have any. Oh, they have a 10,000 square foot warehouse. Oh, my gosh, I'm so in my garage. No, no, there's only one of you. And your experiences are the beautiful things that you can share with other people. And please, let's stop attempting to be somebody else. Let's be who we are. And really it is why you and you and you and me and you are really here. So stop being self-critical and show yourself this year, 2019, more love. And to do that, practice really being whole and complete and worthy, no matter what. To realize our self-esteem exists from the first day of our lives. Have you ever thought of that? Your self-esteem came along with you from the first day of your life and mine. And we have it until the day we die, and it doesn't change. It's there for us to acknowledge and embrace and compliment yourself on and constantly keep striving as all of us to keep recognizing your beautiful essence. And so the solution to what could be called not good thinking, such as never feeling enough, is to express any underlying sadness or ongoing anger or incapacitating fear that can really take over any of us physically and naturally and rewire what we could call a crummy thinking. So it's to really look at our deeply rooted destructive thoughts. Where'd they come from? Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was your parent. Maybe it was your brother. Maybe it was a next door neighbor and it really stuck. And we must determine what that old message is. And then to choose the new messages, which can be, it's great to do it. I love myself unconditionally. And that can be, it seems to many of us, the toughest of all. How do you give unconditional love to others when you don't share it with yourself? Because there's really nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you at all. You are perfect the way you are right now. And as you know, I don't believe in failure because what they are experiences. And that's what we're having every single day. And those experiences take you to better and better ways. So repeat new thoughts that you have, such as I'm whole and complete. No matter what I do, I'm whole and complete because that's always there. And as we do that, it's really important to repeat those new truths, and it can take, I'm serious, like over 100,000 times of repeating. Because imagine how many times you've told yourself that you're the opposite. Seriously, it's more than that. So sometimes it's like this is a struggle, or do you feel like you're battling with yourself? Well, it's worth it. And another way to raise your self-esteem is to shower yourself with kindness in the form of self-appreciation. I talked a little bit about that on a call a few months back. And to add to that, I want you to really praise your positive traits and your talents and look at yourself from this new perspective. It's a brand new year. Let's keep working on new perspectives of ourselves and of others. And as we do that, we really realize, hey, I may not be perfect, but I'm working on it all the time. And perfect is as perfect does. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with you or me. So I hope you'll think about those things as the year evolves, because little sneaky things can come up and bite us. And all of a sudden, that positive attitude we have and carry, all of a sudden just goes downhill. And it's never enough to appreciate yourself the way you really are, because you're perfect. In 2019, you are perfect as this new, brand new perfect begins to lay out itself in front of us. As we do that, keep shining. Shine on yourself and shine on others. And it is such a joy to share our thoughts with you, and I thank you for that opportunity. And then I have something quick and funny, but it's also good and true to add, because you're going to love the way I end this, according to a new study. It's a brand new study, as reported in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Guess what? When you are looking at things you could eat or enjoy, do you know what they found out? They really found it chocolate to be the best thing for your juice.
Barb, unfortunately, we're not hearing you very well. Barb, it's cutting out on us. Okay, thank you, Barb. I don't know if you were finished, but you started cutting out. We're not able to hear you very well, but those are great words to think about as we start year 2019, that we're good enough. We're perfect. That's wonderful. Thank you. Okay, next on our schedule is a new vendor who's come on board with us. And Stephen Crone, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, great. Stephen's with Benchmark Payment Network, and I'm going to give you his bio, and then he's going to talk to you. As an entrepreneur, Stephen has always strived to create new and innovative businesses, surrounding himself with like-minded individuals and creating lasting partnerships. Stephen is an experienced payments professional with a demonstrated history of working in the financial services industry. Somebody's making a lot of noise, so if y'all
Hold
don't
on a
mind
minute.
Who... Oh, okay.
That's on our end. Hang on 1 second. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's on Stephen's end.
No, we're at a trade show, and we tried to find a quiet room.
Oh.
They
okay.
just came in here.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to move out of here. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. y'all keep moving, and I'll keep reading. How about that?
Keep going.
There you go.
Okay. Stephen's business mantra has one goal in mind, to provide an alternative to the expensive poor service credit card processors, which he has witnessed so many merchants fall victim to over the years. Amen. Benchmark Payments Network, it's also known as BPN, provides reliable, secure, and affordable credit card processing and payment gateway services to a wide range of merchants in the U.S. and Canada, with a specialty in real estate-related payment processing. An executive VP of BPN, Stephen acts as your business's advocate, negotiating rates, stepping in on your behalf when you need service, helping you maintain your accounts, instituting fraud protection, setting up your payment gateway, and keeping merchant accounts in good standing are core services he provides to all clients. So, Stephen, are you where you can talk to us now?
I think so. Does it sound better now?
Okay, much better.
Sorry
thank you
about
so
that.
Much. That's no problem.
You. Thank you, Betty, for the very kind introduction, and thank you, everybody, for sharing your time with us and getting to know us a little bit. So I'm here with my associate, David Jensen. David and I work together in the real estate and credit card processing world, and we work as a team, so we're here to back each other up whenever we need to. So let me tell you a little bit about our company, our business, and what we do. So Benchmark Payment Networks is based in Long Island, New York, in Cold Spring Harbor, Long Island. We've been in business for about 12 years right now, and been growing every single year significantly. Last year, we had a great year. We had about a 25% growth last year over the year before. We have contracts with over 50 different banks and processing companies in the U.S., in Canada, and throughout the world. So I know you have some international members out there that we can also support. Although most of our business is in the U.S. and Canada, we have several options. And the reason that we have so many different sources is, I like to say, we can fit the square peg into the square hole. So we can find the right processor, the right bank, that's going to suit your business. So the next thing is why Benchmark Payment Networks? I would say probably number one is that we try and separate ourselves, as Betty was saying, as acting as an advocate for the merchant, you know, working for you to find you the best solutions, the best prices, and the best service. And, you know, the customer service to us is very important. You will have access to myself and David 24/7. If you ever have a problem and you need to call the bank or the processor, sometimes you can sit on hold, you know, for half an hour or 20 minutes before you get through. We will intercept that for you and get involved and deal with any of the problems that you're having. So not only us, but we have a support staff in our office that can help you with any issues that arise. We have highly competitive rates. So if you are already processing and would like for us to take a look at your current merchant statements, we will come in, do an analysis, and find ways to cut your costs and save you money. So that said, we have multiple solutions to help find ways to save you money. In addition to that, we're very technology-driven. A couple of things that are driving the business right now are price, customer service, and technology. But I think technology is becoming one of the most important driving factors in the business because of all, you know, online payments, internet payments, electronic invoicing, and things like that. So we have a lot of technology and technology staff to help with integrations into CRMs, integrations into different types of platforms. So basically any platform that's out there, any type of CRM, ERP, or anything that's out there, we can most likely integrate with. So service, cost savings, and technology, and of course, myself and David being an advocate for you guys is really what separates us from the rest of the crowd. So what do we offer that might be unique or a little bit different than others? Something new that we're offering is called zero-cost processing. It's not for everybody. Basically, it's passing the credit card processing costs on to your customer and the merchant having zero cost. So it's a huge saving. Not everybody can or feels comfortable passing on those costs to their customer, but it's certainly an option and something that's new to the marketplace. We're able to bring American Express rates very close to Visa and MasterCard, which is a program that's been around for a couple of years, but you may not be aware of it, but we're able to bring the Amex costs down as well. As far as funding, we can do next day or even same day funding if necessary. Another thing that's really important that is something that not everybody can do, they might say they can do, is we have a full integration into QuickBooks, meaning if you take a payment, the payment goes to the system, automatically updates your ledger or your balance sheet or your books in QuickBooks, so you don't have to do a separate transaction or a separate entry. So it's a full integration into QuickBooks. We have a third party that we work with who are experts in QuickBooks and does that integration for any of our clients who work with QuickBooks. Also, QuickBooks does have their own processing called Intuit, which many of you might be using. Their rates seem to be higher, and we're usually able to save money over their processing rates and still stay fully integrated with QuickBooks. If you are doing any business B2B, we have other ways to save money that are some automated systems that can help reduce interchange rates, which we can go into in the future. And also platform integration, which I was talking before, with our technology people, we can integrate into most platforms. Where are we here? What are our different payment solutions? We have a variety of different ways you can process payments. And any way that you want to take a payment, we can do. It's credit and debit cards. We have ACH, where you can take payments via ACH, drawing it directly out of the customer's bank account. We have domestic and offshore solutions, gift cards and loyalty programs. We have access for mobile processing. If you're ever out in the marketplace and want to take a payment right on the spot, you can do that through a swiper or through an app on your phone. We have solutions that are in the high-risk category, which I don't think applies to you guys. If you're a retail environment, we have great POS systems that we can work with to help you set that up there. We're very strong in the e-commerce and MOTO, which is mail order transactions, which basically means taking the payment on your computer in your office. And then, of course, I said POS systems as well. Once you're processing with us, something that adds to the service is that you'll have access to online reporting. So we have a portal that you can log into. You can see your transactions, your deposits, your batches, and all that. We work very transparently, so you can see everything that's going on. You can pull your statements from there. You can download things to Excel, and really gives you a lot of information should you need it. Where are we here? Betty gave me a few questions that she was going to ask.
Yeah,
so I'm just kind of reading through them here. She had something about fraud protection. So with our gateways, we use Auth.net and NMI and a couple other gateways. But with those gateways, there's different types of settings that you can set up when you're taking your payments that can be filters for fraud. So that's kind of the basic way that we can protect for fraud. And if that's a problem in your business, there's different ways we can help with chargeback mitigation and things like that. I think that's pretty much it. If you would like to do business with us and you're currently processing, you can reach out to myself or David. We can send you our email addresses and phone numbers. We're reachable 24/7. In order to get up and running with us, you fill out an application. The approval time takes usually 2 to 3 days, and to set up the gateway takes just a couple of minutes, and you can get going from there. And that's it in a nutshell. That's what we do. We're very attentive and looking forward to helping everybody in the association.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to meeting everybody at the conference as well.
Great. For those
and
of you
also
that are
everyone,
on the-
I was just going to say, Betty, once Stephen, once their company is complete with us, then all of their information will be on a listing on the website, either in the university for staged homes or the IHOS page. So you can access all of their information that way as well in order to work with them. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Stephen. And David, you guys have a good time at your trade show.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care now.
Okay. All of us need good processing, you know, ways to take payments. So sounds like they've got a lot of it covered, and they're not on our website yet, but they will be soon, like Krista said. So be watching out for them soon. Okay, now it's time for Kathy Faust to talk to us about goal setting. So a lot of you know Kathy, but let me give you a little bit of background about Kathy before she begins to speak. Kathy is both a proven business leader and a talented, high-skilled home stager who for the past 7 years has operated Staging by Kathy, located in northern Minnesota. That's cold up there. Anyway. Her many talents, education, and experience elevate her as a leader in the home staging industry. Kathy developed her business skills in administration, project management, and quality process management by continuing her investment in training and education as she worked with major corporations in Minnesota. Relocating to North Minnesota in 2001 gave Kathy the unique opportunity to utilize her past skills on a more creative platform. She found her niche in the real estate industry through home staging and earned her accredited staging professional ASP designation from Staged Homes, personally trained with Barb Schwarz, the creator of home staging. Kathy established Staging by Kathy LLC in 2012, focusing on providing consultations and home staging assistance to northern Minnesota. In 2013, Kathy earned the designation of Lifetime Accredited Staging Professional Master and is a premier member of the International Association of Home Staging Professionals. In 2014, Kathy joined the IHOPS International Board in the role of co-membership director, and she also launched the IHSP Minnesota Regional Chapter and served as chapter president for 4 years, now holding the role of membership chair. In 2014, Kathy became a certified ASP trainer for Staged Homes and conducts monthly webinars and also travels to other parts of the United States to conduct the three-day classes for realtors and home stagers. In the corporate world, Kathy was known by some of her coworkers as, I love this, the electrical spark, igniting ideas, recharging systems, and energizing teams for creative solutions. Kathy continues to incorporate her spark in all she does, always focusing on her mission, which for this year is to SOAR. And that stands for Seize Opportunities and Rise, by coaching clients in life transitions, whether selling, dwelling, or living. Kathy's mission nests within her vision to live life to the fullest. So, Kathy, you're going to talk to us about setting goals for this year. So,
yes,
go ahead.
I am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Betty. So, Betty, do you have your goals
yes.
set yet? All right.
Yes, I do, actually.
That's the right answer. So, yes. For everyone else, here's the question for all of you. Have you established your goals for 2019? Goals should be, I could talk about goal setting for 2 days straight. We could go into really depth detail and analyze everything and do all this analysis. But in the end of it, it really should be a living, ever-changing daily plan that you can use, you can keep it simple, and you can grow with. Now, in our Staged Homes manual, there is a very great simple method to setting up your plan. And so I'm going to walk through that tonight because it really is quite simple. I'm going to first ask you about vision. So for you, in your business, and even in your life, where do you see yourself in the future? So 1 year from now, what does it look like? What do you, you know, where do you want to be? Both your personal life and with your business. And that really is your dream of, you know, so this is the part of the plan where you just have this big dream out there that's going to really propel you and excite you. It's something to work for. That's your vision. Nested underneath a vision should be your mission. Who are you and why are you in business? You should be able to tell people your passion. I do this because I love it. I'm passionate about it. I'm excited about it. Whatever it is, I love helping people. I love helping, you know, see people move on or transition or downsize or upsize, whatever it is. You should be able to communicate to people that who you are and why you do this. Why did you decide to start a staging business? You know, why are you still in business? How long have you been doing it and why? Because that really is the end all, okay? Having that cemented where you can just tell people. It doesn't have to be a long, written out, drawn out, you know, paragraph indicating what your guiding principles are and what, you know, everything else. Yeah, it can be, but it should be something that you tell every single client, everyone you meet, in fact. So the vision and the mission guide us, but really the guts and what you should look at all the time, every day, every week, every month are those goals. Because the goals tell you and your business what you need to do, okay? So goals are based on maybe customers. What type of customers you want to work with. Maybe you want to expand your customer base or you want to work with a specific type of customers. Well, then you write a goal. How are you going to do that? It could also be, your goals could also be based on what are your target markets? You know, where do you want to specify your business? Or do you want to just say yes to everything no matter what comes your way? Or do you really want to hone in a special market? We heard from Krista that, you know, our next conference, that we're going to be talking about the investor staging designation. That is a whole new target market that we could focus on. So keep that in mind. Your goals could also be a course. What are your financial goals for the next year? Do you have a financial number set that you are striving for? What are those projections? You can also write goals around improving how you work in your business, the process itself. Maybe you need to write some employee manuals. Maybe you need to define your systems. Maybe you need to establish a new credit processing company. Okay? Write a goal for it. And as you write your goals, I always tell people that goals should be SMART goals. Remember that? SMART goals. SMART stands for, S stands for specific. Okay? It have to be specific. You can't just be fluffy because fluffy goals get fluffy results, okay? That just doesn't work. A goal also needs to be measurable. So SM, M stands for measurable. How will you know when you've completed a goal if there's nothing in there to measure? And then the A stands for achievable. It's great. It's fantastic to set those stretch goals that are going to make you go out of your comfort zone and go to a new, to elevate yourself. However, make sure that you actually can achieve them or you'll just get really frustrated, I promise you. And then the R stands for resourced. Make sure you also have resources within your area or within your, you know, wherever you are to assist you in achieving that goal. And then the T in SMART stands for time bound. Make sure that you put a deadline on it. It has to have a deadline. What are you striving for? Now, once you write these SMART goals, you can always change them. They don't have to be written in stone. Okay? Then for every single goal that you write, you're going to write your action plan. And the action plan is, how are you going to meet this goal? So what are you going to do on a daily basis to meet the goal? So that's it. That's the actual steps, okay? That's the steps. That's your daily plan. It's your to-do list. It's everything that you is on your calendar that addresses those goals. Now, that's planning in a nutshell right there. Sometimes the things that we don't talk about are measurement. Sure, you can create your plan, and what happens at the beginning of the year, we create our plans, we write them out, we put them in a folder, and they sit there. And then about November, maybe this is you. November, you say, okay, now I wrote some goals last year. I wonder how close I am. What did I actually do? That's not going to get you to your achieving your vision if you don't work any more than that on your goals. So I started doing carving out time. And if you're working 5 days a week, so let's say Friday afternoons, you're done and you're going to close up your office. You're going to walk away and start your weekend. Or maybe it's Saturday. I'm not sure what you're, you know, only you can decide, right? But at some point, look back at the week and ask yourself, what's the one thing that I accomplished this week that was part of my goals on my to-do list, right, that I feel really proud of, that I really accomplished this, that I can check that off on my list? What's the one thing? Choose one thing and then celebrate the rest of the weekend with that one thing. You have to celebrate. You have to pat yourself on the back. Well done. And then on Sunday, maybe towards the end or end of the day, on Sunday, schedule 30 minutes with yourself. Put it on your calendar, schedule it, call it a Sunday summit. Have your Sunday summit with yourself. Sit down and review your week, your past week. Recognize what didn't get accomplished, your incomplete things. Don't beat yourself up over it, but ask yourself why it didn't happen. Were there any boundaries or anything that something that blocked you from accomplishing it? There are a lot of things that we have no control over. That you can put on a parking lot for the week to come. Maybe returning calls or getting agreements signed or something else. Some of these things just transfer over to our list for the upcoming week. You can put them on a parking lot. That's okay. Some of the things that are actionable items for our goals kind of might sit out there and be carried week to week to week. So what I would ask you is, is there something you need to change about that action plan or rewrite? Is there something that's blocking you? And really look at what that item is and see if you can't work on that. Put it on your to-do list for the upcoming week. So whatever is past from the past week, put it away, put it on your week to come up, and then look at your calendar. Plan your week out so you've got it all scheduled out. And you want to be able to celebrate your victories. And you want to be able to go into your next week excited and fresh and very, very clear about what you're going to do. That way you're not going to lay in bed at night and think about, oh, I've got all this stuff to do. But if you get it all scheduled and then go to bed, let me tell you, it's going to be a lot easier than keeping you awake at night. And Monday morning, you'll be able to hit the ground running. You'll have your to-do list. You'll be fresh, and you can hit the, you know, you'll have a great week. Now, Betty mentioned that I chose a word of the year, and it's the first time I've ever done this because I read somewhere that by looking at and having kind of a guiding word that's going to encourage you, that's going to be your touchstone, that's going to be the one word that contains energy, it's maybe an image for you as a business, it has some meaning, it's going to support your planning. It's going to support those action plans that you keep going on them. It's going to support those goals that are kind of lofty goals, and you're going to need a lot of encouragement to start working on those bigger goals. So what I did is I looked at all the words that were kind of inspirational for me. And I looked at all of those. And the question to ask yourself is, what's the unique or out-of-the-box or maybe the stretch goal that you have that you want to work on for your business? Maybe you want to, you know, work on developing that luxury market, or you're going to go to market and build up your inventory. Or maybe your goal is you're going to downsize your business and phase out and do something completely different with your talents. No matter where you are in your business, there's something that you probably want to change, make a change. And so those can be pretty lofty goals. How are you going to keep yourself motivated all the time? So I thought, for me this year, I was going to choose a word of the year that's going to be a reminder of not only what I want to do, but also who I want to be. And so to look at, it's not just doing stuff for your business, but it's on a more personal level as well. It's more of a life goal. And my good friend Edie, Edie Keith sent out an article about life, let me pull it up here, to seek life, you know, you've heard it where you seek life and work balance. Well, why should it be a balancing act? To really look at finding harmony instead. Having a home office in your house, right? Some of you probably feel like I do, like you're working all the time. There's a lot of guilt then. If you work all the time, you don't have time for your family. Where's the balance in that? I think the key is to finding that harmony, where you finding the time where you can shut off the work, call it a day, and walk away, and yet still have that guiding principle of having the word of the year be not only for your work, but be for your life too. Because underneath it all, living that word daily is going to give you more energy in both your business and your life. It's also going to be attractive to customers. You know, customers like to work with people who are content and happy in their business. It's exactly what Barb was talking about. You have to be happy and content with yourself first. And then you will attract the people that you want to work with. So that's what I did. I picked out the word. I first looked at explore. And I thought, well, I don't want to explore anymore. I've got a lot of ideas. I want to go beyond that. okay, I want to launch. I want to launch a new idea. Well, but there's something, you know, there's more to it than just doing something, launching something. It's more of the B word, right? So I want to be something. I want to really be on fire in a certain area. Then I thought of the word rise. I thought, okay, well, yeah, that's a good word, rise up. And then I saw somewhere that there was a conference. It's called SOAR. And it sees opportunities and rise. And I thought, SOAR is my word of the year. So that's what I'm going to do. My word of the year, you know, I posted it on Facebook. I made a little word cloud out of it. I've got it, a little post-it note in my office. I've got it on my smartphone that pops up and it reminds me every day. You can even create a vision board with your word. You can make a piece of custom jewelry with your word, whatever you want. But I encourage you to give it a try. Try that word of the year. And don't keep those plans locked away. Make sure that you're measuring them, looking at them. Try the Sunday summit. So you're looking at them weekly. And then maybe on a monthly basis, dig a little deeper to look at those financial projections. How are you doing in that regard? Maybe you're going to do quarterly and really dig in a little bit deeper so you can plan ahead. Do you need to make any adjustments to get you to those goals at the end of the year? So good luck with your plans. There is a two-hour fast-track session available to IHOS members to download and listen to you. If you've not heard me teach that or listen to that, I highly recommend it. It will help you dig a little bit deeper than what I've covered right here tonight. And I'm just an email away should you want to tap into my brain about goal setting, action plans, mission, and vision as well. So thank you for the opportunity to talk with you tonight. I'm going to turn it back to Betty.
Thank you, Kathy. That was great. You know, goal setting is paramount, and we set them all the time, but here it is, the first of the of 2019. We're still in January, and if you haven't started setting your goals, you know, we need to start doing that. I like the word of the year. That's awesome. And so if you don't have a word yet, come up with one. Let us know what it is. And another thing I'm going to ask you guys to do, I'm the new president, and I want to give you information that you find valuable on these calls. So what I'm going to ask you to do is, for any of y'all that would like to do this, send in any topics that you'd like to hear about on these calls. And if you know of someone who could speak on your topic, that would be great too, that you would like to, you know, offer up as an expert on that topic. Please let me know. Send me an email at Betty, B-E-T-T-E at IHOSP.com. And we'll try to make this year very productive for everyone on this call. I want to thank everyone that spoke tonight, Barb, and thank you, Stephen, and David, and also Kathy, all of you, and Krista. Thank you very much. And I think we're done for tonight, unless anybody has anything else they want to say that's on the moderator side. And anybody?
Betty? Yeah, I do. You know, this is Barb, and I don't know what happened, and I'm so sorry that what I shared couldn't be heard. I think it might be my headset, so I think I'll get rid of that one. But
I am so sorry. We heard most of it.
Well, instead of, you know, going through it all, I just want to share two quick thoughts with you, and I hope that's okay as we
absolutely
end the call, Betty. You know,
absolutely,
nature
Barb.
Never... Thank you. Nature never repeats herself. Have we ever thought of that? And the possibilities of one human soul will never be found in another. You are special, unique. You are a miracle. And I love you. Thank you.
Barb, thank you so much. We all appreciate it. Okay, I think we're through for tonight, and check emails, and we'll put out when the next call is, and thank you so much for all you that participated. Be sure to send in the fact that you were on the call to BJ so we can have that in our records. Have a good night. Have a good week. Thank you.
Thanks, Betty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. I hear him leaving.